When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warmer in the Winter is a new tabletop RPG on Kickstarter by Game Nomicon. Created for games of holiday heartwarming romance in the vein of Hallmark, Lifetime, and Netflix Christmas movies. Also works well for games in the vein of TV shows like Good Witch and Gilmore Girls. Built on the award-winning powered by the Apocalypse engine that powers games like Monster Hearts, Girl Underground, and Mask. This engine puts an emphasis on storytelling and character moves that evoke specific genres. The free beta copy went out in 2019, but this updated edition will clean up some phrasing, expand on the group-controlled spirit of the season character, and provide locations as a sample setting to amp up the cozy drama. Play as the perky beloved, the quirky screwball, the reliable bestie, or any of the other 7 roles. Find out more and follow the campaign at bit.ly/warmerRPG. That is bit.ly/warmerRPG. What it is, what it do, Cyber World. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Said It. AshSaidIt.com, AshSaidIt.com. Welcome to the Ash Said It Daily Podcast Show. I appreciate you guys for all of your love and support. Over 1,600, read them and weep, 1,600 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide over all platforms. Insane. None of this would be possible without you guys. So I thank you so, so very much for the shares, the cares. It makes a huge, huge difference. And I know that many of you are still, you know, as we're all kind of dealing with this social distancing stuff and this, you know, this COVID-19 life. We in 2021 and we still dealing with COVID stuff. But I have got one of my brothers, one of my cousins, I'll say, you know, because we all family somewhere down the line. My brother from another mother, the wonderful founder and CEO of OxGod, Michael. Hey, Michael.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? Thanks for having me, Ash.
Thanks so much for joining us, Michael. Let everybody know, where are you representing right now? Where are you from?
I am in Canada. I'm in Toronto right now, but by way of Jamaica. I'm first-generation Canadian, but I'm Jamaican-Canadian as well at the same time.
Okay. So I'm not going to lie to you, Michael. I really don't envy the weather that y'all are having right now, because I'm pretty confident. I'm fairly crazy. Confident. It's quite chilly, and y'all shoveling snow and stuff. I'm first generation American.
I had a shovel snow yesterday at like 2:00 in the morning.
Okay. All right. So y'all getting it done. Y'all getting it in there. Okay. I feel it. So, all right, Michael. So, where did OxGod come from? How did that start?
Well, I was at a party a few years ago. I think maybe 4 or 5 years ago now, and it was July 1st. It's Canada Day. Mm. And we have the day off and everyone's just kind of relaxing, kicking back, and I'm at my friend's party, and he asked, he just asked me if we'd come through, have fun, and I started playing music on a speaker, like a Bluetooth speaker, and I'm trying to hit them with, like, old school jams, new school jams, just kind of livening up the party.
Right.
And this guy comes up to me and he's like, yo, why don't we have a little bit of a sound clash? I was like, what? You want to have a sound clash? Now, sound clash, like a Jamaican term where, you know, like two MCs kind of go head to head, kind of like a versus kind of thing. If you watch the Beanie Man and Bounty sound clash, that was exactly what a sound clash is. Like, you go head to head with music, ditch each other kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, we could do that, but you're not going to win. For sure you're not going to win. You know, I'm talking that shit already. But then what was kind of like the magic was my friend who was the host of the party and his wife started throwing us categories. You know, 90s R&B female artist, go. You know, 2000s rapper, male, go. You know, so we're going head to head. I'm on the couch. Like, I'm on a table, sorry, and I'm rapping. You know, I'm having a blast. I go home that night and I'm thinking, man, there's so many songs that I could have played to, you know, put this man in the dirt. You know what I mean? And and I wake up the next morning and I'm like, man, that was really special. You know, that was a really special night. And the next day, July 2nd, I start Googling how I could find the game, if I could find anything like it. And I couldn't. Couldn't find anything. So that same day, July 2nd, I started writing questions for Rock
Gut,
the hip-hop and R&B version.
Wow. So, as you were on this journey and you decided to actually create this game from scratch, from nothing, what was the first challenge that you faced?
The first little challenge was just writing the game. Mm. You know, a little backstory. I'm not new to writing games. I'm not new to games, for example.
Right.
My whole family, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, you name it. I've been brought up in a family that has always played games and made up games. So this is not like really new to me, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So just watching things kind of like Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, I played a lot of Call of Duty, and I took those elements and I put them into Oxtail when I was making it.
Mm.
But the first little challenge was like the beginning stages of writing categories and structure and how this will work and how that will work and how to give the game peaks and valleys and levels and all these kind of things, like high points and low points. Because you want to encompass all that into a game, which gives, you know, people a kind of roller coaster. You want to give that ride.
Yeah, you do.
To make it fun. And I was like, how do I make that ride? But the hardest part was probably the Kickstarter. Like, I was always really infatuated with how Kickstarter worked. I was like, oh, this is a dope concept. You know, you put your idea up there and people fund it if they like it. Like, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's fire. And I was always like, man, I want to do one. Mm-hmm. And when it came to, like, me writing off that, I was like, oh, man, Kickstarter is the first thing I want to do. But that was probably the hardest thing I've ever did, man. That was hard. That was really, really hard. Especially hard on my mental because I didn't really prepare. I didn't understand, like, how it worked. It's like a real campaign you got to do for, like, 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best companies do a real campaign. You know, they put money in advertising. They get email lists. And, you know, they're letting everybody know after they have 10,000 emails or so, like, hey, this game is dropping. So when they go live, they get an influx of money right away. And, I didn't do any of that. So it was hard for those 30 days while the Kickstarter was going on. It was tough. It was tough in my head because I was like, oh, man, I'm not going to get funded. And we did end up getting funded, which is good. But, you know, it was a lot of stress,
I'd imagine. That's a lot on any person, you know. And like you said, going through these Kickstarters.
You want it so badly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is insane. But for you, what has been your proudest moment with the brand?
Oh, okay. So my proudest moment, there's been two things that were kind of, like, really surprising. It's like, after it was made and I delivered all of them, it was like, oddly enough, it was Caravana Weekend, which is carnival season here in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I think, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. So I think maybe the day before Caravana hits or something like that, or maybe the Thursday. And I get a DM. Boom. Someone who had bought the game had taped it and put it up on their story, and they tagged me in it. And that was the first time that someone who had purchased it had played it and, like, promoted it for me, like, on their story. posted it. And I was just so shocked. Like, they were going off, like, how we were going off at testing at my house. How the day that, you know, the idea was made, we had that sound clash, the way how I was going off, they were doing the exact same thing. And I was like, wow, it's hitting people the same way.
Wow.
And that was huge, because I was like, wow, like, I always wanted it to be like this, but I didn't know that people do without me in the room.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
so
amazing.
Seeing other people take it,
yeah,
take the idea, and then what I'm seeing now is I see people, like, in their stories, rip their shirts off to emphasize their song. I've seen people take, like, oh my God, I've seen people grab microphones, like, you know, like hairbrushes and use them as microphones, water bottles use them as microphones. I've seen people chop knives for chopping screw songs, like, you know, chop things. It just, I've seen people do some crazy things just to emphasize their song, and it's really gone beyond, you know, me at this point, which I love, And another point was when I had a live event in Toronto, and our first one, we had the place packed. Like, people were emailing me, like, yo, can I come? And I was like, man, this place only holds almost, like, 200 people. We can't put any more people in. It was, like, people were tight. But it was so fun. It was like, wow, you know, we really got something here. We got a W, and we just got to keep pushing.
Yeah.
Those were two main points, I think.
Wow. That is amazing, yo. And that, I'm sure, like, that just, you know, it, like you said, it just kind of blows your mind. You're like, wow, so people are actually paying attention.
Yeah. You sit back and you're like, wow, this is crazy.
Oh, man. So,
things where you can sit back and be like, wow, you're putting a lot of smiles on people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking something that they wouldn't be doing on a Friday or Saturday night, and you're putting a little seasoning on their life, you know, and then they get to have fun. They talk about it the next day.
Yeah.
Some people argue about it. Hey, it's all good. You know what I mean? But it's good to have that. It's good to have people smiling and laughing and something you create in your basement, you know?
Yeah.
It's humbling.
Absolutely it is. What's next for OxGod?
Oh, man, I'm so excited for this. Honestly, we're bringing it home, bringing it back to the city of Toronto. Like, the culture is so strong here.
Mm-hmm.
But the soca and dancehall game on its way.
Right.
I know, I am so excited. Man, and there's going to be so much waistline and daggering going on. I can't wait to see
you go that
online. They are about to do it, I'm telling you. So that should be coming hopefully by June, July, hopefully in the summertime.
Mm. Hopefully.
You can pre-order right now.
Okay.
You can pre-order right now. But yeah, hopefully this summer we'll have it out. We're testing it right now, writing a bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
trying to make it as balanced as possible, make it as fun as possible.
Yeah.
And yeah, so this summer, look out for the soca dancehall game.
Okay. All right. So I'm hoping, you know, by the time we get back to some sense of normalcy, you know, that we can gather and play a little bit longer and really enjoy
right.
and get into it. I love it.
I hope so too.
Yeah, I mean it's just been an insane year. It's hard to even believe it's been a year
it's
since
crazy.
All this started. But
it's crazy. You can't go outside, you can't mm-hmm. really have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Clubs are closed. It's all inside activity.
Unfortunately, I'm in Atlanta and the clubs still be open. I don't be there, but they be open.
Crazy. Yeah, y'all wildin' out there.
You have no idea. No idea. They're like, hey, Ash, you coming out this weekend? No, I'm sorry.
Like,
are you not in pandemic? Because the rest of us are.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy. People keep people going out, and you see how we in a panzer are up here right now. I can't believe it, bro.
That's real. But, but last but certainly not least, what advice would you have for any new inventor?
What I would say, to be honest with you, any new inventor, depending on what you're doing, it's like you really got to talk to people when you feel comfortable about your idea. So whenever I think OxGod got to a place where, you know, it was in its final testing point,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to strangers about it, like people I didn't really know,
mm-hmm.
and I was getting their feedback. So a lot of people, what I've heard is, a lot of people like to hold their ideas close to their chest
mm-hmm.
because they don't want it to get stolen.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it's a catch 22 because you can't hold it to your chest and then go live
right
without testing it with strangers because they're the ones buying it.
Mm-hmm.
So you really gotta reach out to people, do the NDA thing if you have to, but you gotta get a lot of people to test the product. Just watch how they read questions or watch how they use your product, whatever it is, if it's a product or a service. Really listen to the questions they have. And also listen to the things that they say that you should put in.
Mm.
That's really important too. Right? Because the game wouldn't be, I don't believe it would be as successful as it is if I didn't listen.
Mm.
And your listening skills are going to take you so far, I promise you.
Yeah.
You really got to listen to people because at the end of the day, they are the consumer. They are paying with their money. And they are your boss.
Yeah.
So listen to everyone and get everyone's feedback and take it. Take it in, write it down, and then see if you can incorporate those ideas into your plan.
Sounds like the move. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Let everyone know the best way to get in contact with you guys, of course, to get the game and to follow you on social media.
Yes, yes. So to get the game, you want to go at auxgodgame.com. That is auxgodgame.com. Head over there, grab your copy. We are on Instagram at the same place, auxgodgame on Instagram. If you want to follow me personally, you can check me out at Mike Bamboo on IG.
All right. Sounds like the mix. Much more success, Michael. 2021 and
thank
beyond, of
much.
Course. You know, you got to come back and talk about, you know, the dancehall soca thing. Because, you know, we got to, you know, I got to hear about that, Mike. You know, you got me hype with it.
You got me hype with it.
But I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face. You tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.
Absolutely.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.